This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you've been watching the Olympics, you're familiar with what seems like a formula. You get to watch Phelps or Ledecky swim a couple of laps in the pool. Then you're hit with a from here to eternity's worth of TV ads. It's been this way for as long as NBC's been broadcasting the games. But this time viewers are complaining about it all over social media, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
I wanted to get a sense of what people were complaining about, so naturally I took to Twitter. One of my favorites was basically, why is NBC interrupting my commercials for the Olympics? Twitter is actually where I linked up with Amanda Wright in Milwaukee.
I feel like there are just so many commercial breaks.
Actually, the number of commercials is down from 4 years ago, but it's still a huge ad buy. NBC said it sold more than $1.2 billion worth. The network acknowledged the Twitter storm, but blamed the complaints on people getting used to binge-watching entire series commercial-free. Matthew Quint teaches at Columbia Business School. He says NBC's not likely to change anything because $1 billion matters more to them than your tweets.
You're going to need advertisers choosing to spurn spending on the Olympics to create a major change.
Could that spending cut happen? Well, ratings are down in Rio. Maybe when the games are in Tokyo 4 years from now, we'll have fewer commercials to tweet our complaints about. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.